The new solar panels for the PC Mark building have a payback time of 50 years if the city has to foot 100% of the bill versus getting federal grants for the program. Members of the Park City Council feel that's a long time to reap the benefits on a building that, before its renovation, had a lower carbon footprint with the simple absence of air conditioning. The new building, completed nearly 2 years ago, was hardwired for the addition of photovoltaic or PV panels to offset energy costs. But with a payback of 50 years, City Council member Cindy Matsumoto says it seems like the cost-benefit ratio isn't aligned.
It just seemed like it was a lot of money for the amount of kilowatt hours you would gain from it. We can keep it in our back pocket that we could apply for another Blue Sky grant for the solar panels. But to use all city funds, we weren't too hot on that. But the Blue Sky programs are great, and we would like to get another 80% Blue Sky grant, and that would be okay then to put the solar panels on.
With historically low energy costs in Utah due to a reliance on coal, cost of using renewable energy sometimes doesn't pencil out. Then the challenge becomes striking a balance, Matsumoto says, between doing the right thing and doing the thing that spends taxpayer money wisely.
You know, you can't just say it's not about the money, because we're spending public money. So we have to make wise choices when we do that. And we do want to reduce our carbon footprint. And so what is the best way to do that? How do we spend the public's money the best way? And these small hydro turbines seem to be something that would be better.
Another item in the renewable energy portfolio is micro hydropower. The sustainability team described the energy benefits from turbines installed on water lines around town that are on a gravity flow. The city has already received grant approvals for doing so.
That sounded a lot more positive, but we are going to put one of those in the Judge Tunnel when we do work up there this next year. Right now, we have a total of 170,000 kilowatt hours. It looks like we might get, you know, somewhere between 300,000 and 900,000 kilowatts from a turbine. And there might be, but that's very experimental. And so we thought we should try that to see how that works out.
Council also looked at other types of renewable energy purchased from sources other than Rocky Mountain Power.
There was also the what they call the eBay bill, where you can get aggregated power from another source besides Rocky Mountain Power, something that, is a wind turbine or something that you could bring in some low carbon electricity into town. So I think there's things to look at. And that was the direction that we gave our staff, was to continue to look and search for the best deals.
That's Park City Council member Cindy Matsumoto. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.